how do girls learn to walk and talk, and how you can learn like them. Welcome to Free Feminization Goodies Part 2. This is an educational audio track, not a hypnosis session, so you can listen to it sitting down, walking around, or doing other things. This audio track is presented by www.chi2.com. In this part, you will learn how girls learn to walk and talk like women, how you can learn like them, how to teach your subconscious to do what it takes for you to walk, talk, act, and feel like a woman. Of course, you can learn how to walk like a woman, but when faced with a group of people, you are suddenly not sure about your posture. And when you talk, you focus so much on talking, your body starts acting masculine. Making an effort to talk, you can no longer pay enough attention to your actions. Then you are in trouble. Trying to do everything at the same time, unfortunately, the most likely result is that nothing will work. Girls learn how to walk, talk, and act like women around the age of 12 to 14. It does not come to them naturally. The way women walk and talk is taught to them by society when they are girls. Do some YouTube research on how women in different cultures walk, and you will see what I mean. Seriously, it's fascinating. When I say this, I am not talking about models trained for the catwalk. I am talking about normal women. Some factors like voice and beautiful features are gifts of nature. But the way women tend to behave is learned. From the age of 12 to 14, girls start copying adult women and study how to be women in their culture. By the age of 18 to 20, they have grown used to it. And most girls are pretty comfortable with their feminine behavior. Some girls are successful learners and manage to become very cute, charming, popular women, while others never seem to get the hang of it and stay natural and unsophisticated. Usually, these girls are tomboys. Consciously, you know how to walk and talk like a woman. You may go to a fashion designer or style artist who can teach you how to walk, talk, swing your arms and move your eyes and other facial features like a woman. But when you need to coordinate all this, you struggle. And this struggle creates an unnatural look or atmosphere. The main problem is that you don't feel feminine inside. On the outside, you struggle to copy feminine actions. On the inside, you struggle to feel like a woman. This creates a stressful situation for you. What you want is to feel feminine, express your femininity, and be perceived as a woman by other people. This is the kind of joy you want to feel when you go out and spend time with other people. You want to put your feminine beauty on display and feel good about yourself. So how can you achieve this? Step back and let your subconscious do whatever it takes for you to walk, talk, act, and feel like a woman. Your subconscious is a much better manager than any CEO. Put your subconscious on autopilot and let it take all the necessary steps for you. This allows you to simply enjoy yourself. Women do this all the time. They effortlessly walk and talk in a feminine way and enjoy their femininity, which is exactly what you want to achieve. Simply being themselves, they enjoy men fawning over them or giving them inviting looks, and other women thinking of them as competitors. This is how easy it is for women to enjoy themselves, and this is how easy it can be for you. So how can you let your subconscious take over? You know how women talk and behave. Your subconscious has seen and memorized it many times and can walk and talk much better than you, but your subconscious has never been given the chance to do it for you. Your subconscious records everything. It knows how to walk, talk, and feel like a woman. But all this knowledge is splintered into bits and pieces in your subconscious. Sometimes you can walk like a woman, sometimes you can feel like a woman, sometimes you can act like a woman, and sometimes you can talk like a woman. But your subconscious has never had a chance to integrate all this knowledge into a single unit. Why your efforts fail? You tried to integrate all your knowledge on how to walk, talk, and act like a woman into a single unit, but still your subconscious cannot do it. Why? Because you do not actually allow it to take over. This is not your fault. You are simply not trained to do this. Girls are given an environment to achieve this, and girls are given lots of time. Girls get to practice every single aspect of being a woman from the age of 12 to 14. They practice how to swing their arms, how to be nice and charming, and how to behave like a woman. Genetics do play a part, but mainly girls learn how to be women from women in their surroundings. They learn it from their friends, they learn it from their mothers, and they practice it. After they practice, they gradually integrate everything they learn into the complete female persona of their future. You can do this too, and fast. You can do it using a simple technique, because your subconscious is a better manager than any CEO. The inner woman. Are you missing something? Actually, you are missing a center, where your subconscious mind can integrate all your knowledge about being a woman into one unit. This is your inner woman, a center where all the bits and pieces of your femininity connect and come together in a single unit. So what happens when you hand over control to your subconscious? When you hand over control to your subconscious, it naturally assembles all the necessary aspects and creates an inner woman inside you. This inner woman knows how to talk, walk, and act like a woman, forming a harmonious whole, like a symphony. This woman knows even the smallest movements, gestures, and postures women use in their everyday lives. For women, too, all this comes from their subconscious. They do not spend a moment consciously thinking about it. This is where problems arise for you, where people get suspicious because some small aspects of femininity are missing in your behavior, tiny eye movements, hand gestures, inflections in your voice. But don't worry. As I said, all you have to do is allow your subconscious to take over, and it will integrate all details, big and small, it has ever recorded about being a woman, and put them together, creating a natural, completely integrated inner woman for you. Trust me, your subconscious will not miss a single aspect. More importantly, you no longer have to pretend. There is no more pretending once you have an inner woman. People can sense easily when somebody pretends to be something they're not. You know when others pretend to be something they're not. I'm not talking about quacks and scammers in the professional world. I'm talking about normal people in everyday life. When they pretend, you can tell. The fear of being found out makes you doubt yourself and feel nervous, making it more likely for you to behave unnaturally. Once this happens, people easily get suspicious. But once you allow your inner woman to take over, you will no longer doubt yourself. Your self-doubt is a result of a rift in your personality. Once you have built a solid inner woman, however, there will no longer be a rift. You will be one single person, confident and at peace with yourself. You will be one with your femininity, and this will allow you to finally enjoy your feminine self without doubts or nervousness. The inner joy resulting from this oneness will strengthen the stability of your femininity and make your womanhood appear naturally, without artificiality or unnecessary effort. Women usually feel more comfortable and joyful about their appearance because they tend to put a lot of effort into their looks. When you are one with yourself, your inner woman will allow you to enjoy yourself doing all these feminine things. There are three sessions in the area of public arena feminization triggers. 1. The inner woman. 2. The lipstick trigger. 3. The ring finger trigger. Let's look at each one of them individually and talk about what they can do for you. The inner woman. I have already explained the importance of the inner woman. Your inner woman helps you combine all your knowledge about femininity into a single unit, which will let you naturally walk, talk, and feel like a woman. Walking, talking, thinking, emotions, and posture. All these aspects are currently located in different layers of your subconscious. You need to build bridges between these layers and help your mind combine all these aspects into a single unit. There are a number of specific post-hypnotic suggestions in the inner woman session that will help you build these bridges and help your inner woman come together. These suggestions will connect every emotion, every move, every action, and every aspect of your posture that belong to your inner woman. Once your inner woman has become a single person, she will finally allow you to be at ease with yourself. You will no longer have to worry about your actions, speech, thoughts, emotions, and appearance. She will do everything for you. She will become your invisible support center. Here is a summary of what you learned today. You know how girls learn to walk and talk like women, and that you can do the same thing. You have also learned how you can let your subconscious mind take over control. And finally, you have learned about the importance of being one with yourself. Thank you. Until next time.